The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time!
Health is the best. They're the best. I like the best, and you should too. I like the best, you should too. I like the best, you should too. You should too. You should too. Welcome to the Pro Show.
Thank you for listening to the Pro Show. Welcome back. It's been a long week since we were here last Thursday, 7 o'clock. Jay, that's me. Day.
That is my I.
That is my I.
That is I.
My I name, ma'am, my name, ma'am, Daya. That's yeah. You. We host a fitness show, Daya. Did you realize that?
I do realize that.
I kind of wonder that because you haven't been showing up like you promised. You've been doing so good.
I've been going to the gym, but this week I didn't have a vehicle.
Oh, is that a little crack in your voice?
I didn't have a vehicle this week. I had to get a new tire.
Is that more excuses, like getting stuck in your throat there?
No. I'll be there tomorrow and all next week.
We better. We have to take advantage of days like this because it's beautiful outside, unbelievably warm. We had to turn like the actual air on in the studio because it's so hot in here. Unbelievable, but everybody in the gym is absolutely loving it. It was slow for the first while. Like, we have not had too many people in because everybody's out there enjoying the beautiful day. Tops down, windows open, country songs on about the truck and the jeans and the, you know how it goes.
I actually do. I know a lot of people who, weather like this, all they're doing is listening to, like, other, like, talking about their Chevy pickup trucks and mm-hmm. They got the tailgate down.
Mm-hmm. Cruising.
Yeah.
But we are here in studio talking about how much work we've been doing. Trying to be able to get you guys as fit as possibly can be. We've had so many new programs starting up, and we are launching our outdoor program like we talked about last week. So if you guys want to get in on that, you can listen to the show and find out how to be able to get some free sessions out of it. We are going to be giving a few away, and we're going to be announcing more details about the program later on. But the most important thing, before anybody gets too crazy, we want to be able to make sure you guys know the details about what is necessary, not just for you to work out, but how to be able to keep up the amount that everybody's been doing. I think we kind of missed the memo here, and everybody's summer body should already be ready by, springtime. This is the thing. Everybody started in January, but out of the woodwork comes everybody right about now. As soon as it gets warm, you start to get to t-shirt weather, and then you're looking at your arms, starting to, maybe it doesn't look so good. Little bingo wing action going around there. Everybody wants to be able to tone up. Everybody wants to be able to get fit. But now is the more pressing time. But have you seen like people starting to be more interested in fitness, especially just around your fam or around your friends?
Yeah, I see more people like actually like because the weather is nice. Like it's now baseball season, and like even whether whether you're really trying to compete or not, there's always those tournaments on the weekend that people just they go out and have fun. But you still want to be kind of decent when you're playing.
You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah,
that you have to start taking it more seriously. But a lot of people are just in that mode where it's just real deal. The weather's nice out. I want to start enjoying it, but you also want to do stuff outside. You want to do things that are not just sitting around chilling or just relaxing. Now that everything's possible, everybody's been coming back into the gym, but simultaneously hitting it so hard. Like coming back, not having worked out in like a month, and then trying to be able to go 100%, 110% without preparing themselves, I guess. And what is your takeaway from that? What do you think is going to happen to these people?
I think what's going to happen is most of them, I think people will actually kind of get more into it. I think as time goes by, like the years, people are getting more healthy and thinking more about, their fitness. So I think that people could be all right.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be all right.
What I mean by this whole questioning here is that people have been coming in, going through as many workouts as they possibly can, trying to rush things. And then you forget that your body takes a long time to be able to recover from just one workout, let alone, multiple over and over and over again. And so many people are trying to dance on the line of overtraining. Overtraining is when you can't recover enough throughout the night to be able to go through your next workout and work out the same body parts again, even when they're sore. And then that starts to cause injuries, starts to have breakdown, and that doesn't necessarily get you where you want to be. So we are going to talk to you guys tonight about recovery. How are you going to be able to sustain this kind of thing? And how are you going to get those summer bodies ready? How are you going to get that summer baseball? Want to hit some dingers? How are you going to get that strength ready? Lacrosse season, every season is starting right now. But give us a call, 905-296-1286. We're going to be taking callers to possibly win some new passes to our outdoor program. All the tires, all the sleds, all the things that you, you know, you can just work out with on there. Dan, what do we got outside?
We got Khalid Talk right now here on Chicasso Radio.
More hit music up next.
That's right.
Chicasso Radio 93.5.
Thanks, Nana, for that oozed update. Welcome back to the Pro Show, everybody. 7 o'clock on a Thursday, and Jay and Day are here to talk to you about how to not be sore all the time, like I am right now. I walked in today, and you saw me, like just hanging my shoulders. I can barely move my legs right now. It's depressing.
I don't think I get too sore all that much, but then maybe I'm not working out hard enough.
Or, like, I want to say it's not that. Like, you work out pretty hard. The problem is that I would say we're just eating enough to go through most of what your demands are. The biggest thing, like, overtraining is always controlled by your diet. So if you are not eating the right things, namely protein, you're going to kind of feel a little crappy. Like, that's the hard part. You're not going to be able to get enough to heal your body in time. So that's how usually I know that I'm deficient is if I wake up and I'm really, really, like, unbelievably sore, especially my legs, it makes it almost impossible for me to move around the next day. I know that I at least missed, like, you know, could be 50, 100 grams of protein. And that's the hardest part for me. I got to track all that stuff. And because there's so many other types of workouts that are going down, I don't know how much to do anymore. It's just all over the place. I've never done this volume of things constantly over and over again. And so it's like, it's honestly like tearing me down.
So how do you do it then? Because you have so many different workouts and like you, it's an everyday thing for you. So how do you recover?
I try to eat as much as I can. The problem is that the busier I am, the less I get to eat. And that makes it a big deal. So I always do meal prep. I need meal prep. I cannot survive without it. And just making time in my schedule to, you know, have it. I know plenty of people who say I don't eat till like maybe lunchtime. They wake up at like 6 o'clock, get ready, drive to work. And then they don't have any food at all till lunchtime. And then they come home, they have maybe some supper and they have like late night snacks. And that's one of the biggest problems I see. But then I try to explain to them, you should be eating more than this. More frequently than this, but not as much, because if you hold out all day, you're expecting your body to go to the nth degree to try to be able to keep you going, and it's the stress, the adrenaline, that get me through the day. You get home and you crash, and what does your body do? What do you want when you get home and crash?
Something just like something quick.
You want quick, and you want high calories. You want sweet. You want fatty. You want all the delicious things your body went without that whole day, and that's kind of the hard part. I hate when I feel like that. So I need that meal prep. I need to be able to structure around it. And that's the hardest part for me. I hate it. I absolutely won't do it.
So when is like the best time to like to eat? So let's say if I work out every day at 2 o'clock, I work out from two till like, let's say like quarter after three, should I eat immediately right after I'm done working out, or should I have eaten before, or maybe like an hour after?
So it's not even that. Eat preemptively. Like what I mean by that is if you were going to drive to Toronto right now, you would go where? First.
What do you mean? I don't know.
You got enough gas to get to Toronto?
I should.
You should. All right. You want
to
chance it?
I wouldn't try to go to Toronto without gas.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you try to go to work without food?
Okay, so basically you need to eat.
Why would you try to go all the way around the block and then without any energy to do it?
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Just because you could use all those backups that your body has, your body's a miracle machine, why would you though? Well, everybody does this. Everybody tries to, you know, push. And the reason why you don't treat your body, I guess, as well as you should, and the reason why your recovery is poor, and the reason why my recovery is poor, is because we always put other priorities in front of it. I'm hungry, but I always tell that to myself all the time now, especially when I get super busy. I'm hungry, but I got to go do this. I'm hungry, but this is more important. And that shouldn't be the way it's got
to
be.
Or even like, let's say that I know I'm going to work out at 2 o'clock. I will probably tell myself, I need to eat, but I'm not going to eat much because I don't like, it's just a waste to eat all that food and then go to the gym. And then even after the gym, I'll be like, oh, I worked out. I deserve to have with this Wendy's or whatever.
Do you though?
I don't know. I feel like it. Like
you feel like you deserve. So,
but that's the thing though. How much do you have to eat after the workout in order to like actually recover?
Ideally, the importance of eating after workout is less important than eating before the workout. There's this big concept of where you have to get protein in after your workout, and it's helpful, but it's not really as effective as that overall number. Just eat, you know, just eat a regular schedule. If you're feeling super hungry after your workout, it might be because you just didn't have enough energy to get through it in the first place. And that's the big thing. Try to eat evenly throughout the day. And that's the biggest one. A lot of people like to focus their meals on one specific occasion. And unfortunately, that occasion gets later and later and later in the day. But most people do stuff in the beginning of the day. So all I'm saying is try to be able to eat for what you're doing. Eat more before you go do stuff instead of eating a whole bunch after you're done. And that makes a big, big difference.
Well, does it also make a difference of what you're eating? Because let's say that, like, I always feel guilty because where I work, I have to have a lunch and you have to make your lunch before you go to work. So it's more than likely just sandwiches, subs, burgers, and things that you can just put between bread. And I don't want to be eating that much bread.
So this is the tricky part. Bread is really simple, but it's not that high in carbs. It's not a ridiculous amount. A lot of people just overeat in terms of calories, period. And the bread's not necessarily the worst culprit here. A lot of people just do sauces, a lot of things inside the bread, cheese, and then add things to it to make it a sandwich. A good sandwich is going to run you about like 400 calories. And that's an average meal for a person, but then you're supposed to have one 3 to 4 hours later. But a lot of people try to concentrate that sandwich into like a Subway thing where it's like a whole foot long sub, and then they eat the whole thing, and then 3 hours later they go do it again. And that's the problem. It's not about the bread. It's not about so much here. Those things are good and bad in when they're done extremely overly. That's the problem. But it's not so much about the food. It's about how much the quantity is, and because it doesn't really fill you up. When's the last time you ate some bread and you'd be like, "Oh, I'm full. I couldn't possibly."
I think like every time I have bread, I get bloated. I feel like I ate too much, and it's just I don't know, I always assume it's because of the bread.
Well, it might be the amount that you're having. Like, if it's a small amount, it's reasonable. You should feel pretty comfortable. You have that full feeling. But if you're how much bread are you having? Like a whole sandwich, a whole submarine.
No, like, okay, so I don't even really go to Subway anymore because I just think it's too much bread. What I'll do is, like, I'll just have, like, a regular burger.
Yeah.
So, but, like, sometimes I feel like that's too much bread.
The whole, those big Kaiser buns, like, those things.
Yeah, or even just, like, if you go to, let's say you go to Wendy's. I always use Wendy's because that's my favorite.
All right.
But I go there, I get a number 4.
Waiting for those Wendy's checks to roll in.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the sponsorment, the endorsement. So, yeah, I get a number 4, and I always think it's too much. It's like, oh, like, I feel guilty.
So those are where it's dangerous. Like the bread is not the least of your worries here. Just the burger alone is, again, like 600 calories. And then if you add the bread to it, it's another 100, 150. But that's not the bread's fault. You know, just because he's paired with some other guys who might be representing a bad name, it's not so bad. The idea there is that you can cut that stuff out, but those are the energy foods that you're going to get at. Carbs are the easiest thing for us to use as fuel. It's not the best fuel by any means, but it's just the easiest. I want to do what comes easy. I want to have all the energy, and I don't want to have to use any. That's my body talking. My body would rather me store a whole bunch of fat and just be lazy because it doesn't have to do anything. It doesn't have to waste any energy. I got to waste energy going to the store or to the mall or to work or wherever I'm doing. I have to spend energy. But my body would rather just, you know, not do anything. It would just have food, have fuel, and not have to spend any. That's the perfect world. Now, unfortunately, your brain, that little pilot inside your head, tells you to do all these things. Tells you to do what you want to do. Make yourself happy. And then your attempts to do that often overwrite the attempts to listen to your body. And that's the big spoiler. You decide to not listen instead of, you know, just saying, hey, oh, I'm hungry. Hey, oh, I'm stressed out. Hey, oh, I need to relax. I'm getting anxious. I'm getting overwhelmed. And that, number one, is probably the biggest thing that starts to interrupt people's recovery. You tell yourself to go to the gym, but then you get this big spurt of motivation, and then you have to go again because you feel like if you don't go, you're just going to fall off. So people, even though they're not recovered, even though they're not feeling 100%, they'll go again because besides their body telling them that they're too sore, they say, no, I have to keep my motivation going, otherwise I'll just fall off. And they go and they go and they go and they go and they go. And then it's overwhelming. Their body just shuts down and they can't lose any weight anymore because it's too stressed out. There's so many things that complicate that situation. But the number one rule is always just listen to what your body has to say instead of you deciding that I need to do something. I know better when your body knows best. And that's all I can possibly recommend.
All right.
Okay. No comment from Daya. But if you guys got a comment or if you guys want to check out our new outdoor program, we are giving away some 1 month free passes, 905-296-1286. Daya, what do we got outside?
We got Pink here on Jacossi Radio.
You
outside.
Did it again.
Yes, it's
you
outside. Did it again. Oh, I did it again.
More hit music up next.
That's right.
Jacossi Radio 93.5.
93.5. Welcome back to the Pro Show, everybody. Thank you for joining us all night, 7 o'clock Thursday. Jay and Day talking to you guys about recovery. And Daya would know a little bit about recovery if he would come back to the gym, hang out a little bit, work out.
I come to the gym. I try every now and then.
Every now and then. Every now and again this week?
Last week I went 3 times.
And this week you went none times.
I had no vehicle, so like I have a reason.
You got the day off tomorrow. It's going to be good, or sorry, is it Good Friday? Is that the one?
Yes, it's Good Friday.
So bad Monday, you won't be here because we got shortened hours at the gym. We're 7 to 5. But Good Friday, you can definitely turn around this week. I know you can. You can turn around.
I will be there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday.
I don't want to hear your empty promises, Day. It burns me.
I got to do chest and back and then arms. I don't ever do legs. I don't feel like I need to. I don't know.
You don't feel like you need to do legs?
No.
60% of your body, you don't need to work out?
Nope. Don't care about that 60%.
Just the arms.
Just the arms.
Yep. Just the gun show. Yep. All right. Everybody, Day's going to be muscle shirting out in front of the studio. If you guys want to swing by 905-296-1286, there will be a waiting list for taking pictures with Daya Miller. But if you guys have any last requests, Daya is going to be taking the rest of the night away for you guys. So stay tuned and join us next week. Pro Show, baby. We're out.